And now let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
I'm in an intense conversation via Skype with our board operator at RBN about the NBA ever since I made the reference to the Portland Trailblazers, guys. It's just really getting hot over here. But it's distracting me from working. But we're having a good time there. This is like the good old days in the cesspool, Keith. A lot of fun being had tonight. So often we just focus on the dreariness facing our people, and we don't get to sit back and have a good time. And we're all enjoying each other's company tonight, right?
Listen to Frankie Valli, you know.
Well, you know, Art put him in our rotation there, so... You know, we got all bases covered. I want to bring up something new here for you to.
Hey, speaking on. Of hey James, speaking of yeah. of fun, let me chime this in right quick. The chief Art Frith. Hey, I was at a bow shop the other day getting some arrows, and I saw. Well, I think he was probably an E4.
I thought you hated deer, Ed.
Well, yeah, I've had him give me some new arrows to shoot these hated deer. But I saw this. I think he's probably an E4. He was a Navy guy from Millington, and. I told him about the chief, you know, and he said not only is the chief always right, he said the chief is never late. Well, he got there 5 minutes before the chief at some meeting the other day at Millington, and just so happens he was late, but so was the chief. And the chief asked him, what time did he get there? He said, I got here 5 minutes before you did, chief. And so the chief couldn't say anything.
now, what's all right, come on, since you brought that up.
I think Arthur liked
the chief that. Is never the admiral. What's the saying?
The chief is always right. The admiral is not always right, but he's always the admiral.
Okay. Art said that every night. It didn't make sense then, and it still doesn't.
He sure did.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, this is what's going on now. Getting back to something of partial substance tonight on this show. I couldn't imagine us having more than a dozen listeners left, but anyway, for those 12, here we go. Newt Gingrich now. Newt Gingrich, Keith, says that we should pay teenagers not to get pregnant. Now, you probably think I'm making that up, but I'm not. Go to our website, and it's documented there, the story at thepoliticalcesspool.org. You can go to our reference there in the blog. That's exactly what he said. He went on to say that the people on welfare should get even more money if they use that money to buy fruits and vegetables. That would knock me out. And he said that we should cut taxes for stores that open in crime-ridden inner cities. Did you catch that, Keith? As if the reason there's no Kroger's in the ghetto is because taxes are too high and not because of the rampant shoplifting, robbery, and other crime. What it all boils down to is that Newt Gingrich thinks that we can bribe blacks and Hispanics into not acting like blacks and Hispanics and bribe businesses into pretending that black and Hispanic areas really aren't black and Hispanic areas. But I got a better idea. How about one of us pay Newt Gingrich to shut his face? Hey, I mean, can you believe this? This is from the fiscally conservative Republican Party. Pay people, give the people on welfare even more money to buy fruits and vegetables, give tax breaks to supermarkets that open up in the hood, and pay teenagers not to get pregnant. I mean, what the hell is going on in the Republican Party, Keith?
Well, we need to get
it's the same madness that gave us Michael Steele as the head of the Republican National Committee. You know, I thought we were finally, blessedly, through with Newt Gingrich, and then he rose from the dead, so to speak, through Fox News. They keep consulting him on things and keep paying him, and, you know, he's a perfect example of what they call a mainstream conservative or a movement conservative. And he is what ails the Republican Party and stops
right,
the
Keith,
Republican Party from having any appeal.
Keith,
to
it's
the
magic
great
time.
Of Americans.
We gotta go. We'll be right back. We'll be back. More magic to come.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing.
Put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. I come and watch you sing and play. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Picking up where we left off. Okay, Keith, so Newt Gingrich, you heard his plan there. You were trying to make sense of it. I don't think you're going to be able to.
No, you've just got to understand the source of the information, and that gets, you know, you're talking about the prototypical movement conservative or mainstream conservative, which means that he is indistinguishable to anyone with any sense from a liberal. And he's trying to bring liberalism to the party. He is a fifth columnist within the Republican Party. He would be dead, gone, and forgotten, but for Fox News, it keeps resurrecting him like Count Dracula, from the dead. And he just needs to be ignored. He's the problem. He, John McCain, Michael Steele, they're all emblematic of the problem with the Republican Party. They're the reason why the Republican Party keeps snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, because that they never open their mouths without irritating the base of the Republican Party.
Well, I got another one for you guys. I got another one for you guys. As if, on top of what we just learned now that Gingrich is trying to do, on top of the joke of a candidacy that John McCain's campaign was, and then, of course, the whole Michael Steele debacle that we've beaten to the ground like a dead dog. The GOP now appears to be groveling to a 14-year-old kid to give them direction. And, again, this is stuff so far out. Listen, this is stuff so ridiculous that you couldn't make it up if you were a Hollywood scriptwriter. Go to my blog at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We back up all of these stories, as bizarre as they may sound, with documented evidence. Here's the scoop here. Jonathan Crone is a 14-year-old kid who spoke at the recent CPAC meeting and has written an 86-page book on conservatism. 14-year-old kid writes an 86-page book on conservatism. He says that he got hooked when he was 8 years old and he heard Bill Bennett talking politics on his show.
Don't tell me that, please.
Now, this is the facts.
Bill Bennett, baby needs a new pair of shoes, Bennett, you know, the gambling addict.
Right, but baby needs a new pair of shoes. All right, so this 14-year-old kid got his start in, on the conservative track listening to Bill Bennett. That should tell you everything he needs to know now, everything you need to know now. Now the Republican politicians aren't just pandering to Rush Limbaugh. Some of them are pandering to a 14-year-old kid. And I read this from a story that appeared in the New York Times, okay? This is the New York Times, okay? I read from the New York Times. I'm getting flustered here. This is so ridiculous. I can't even speak. Here's the scoop. And I quote, in less than a week, Jonathan Crone appeared on Fox and Friends and CNN while other broadcast network anchors requested interviews with him. He said he lost count of the number of radio interviews he's spoken on, though his family has received hate mail accusing them of brainwashing their son. A Jonathan Crone fan club has sprung up on Facebook. He was also poked fun at by Jon Stewart, and the invitations have only snowballed in recent days.
And why, now he can add that he's been poked fun at by James Edwards.
Absolutely, that's the biggest that's the biggest achievement. But here, here's the thing that makes this whole thing so despicable, guys. The story concludes again as I read from the New York Times. Just this morning, his mother, Marla Crone, marveled when a staff member for a Republican candidate for governor of Georgia asked for a meeting with Jonathan to receive his counsel.
See, this is just another example of the Republican Party pandering to everybody except the people that actually vote for them. You know, it's more this Madison Avenue, sell the sizzle, not the steak approach. You know,
maybe they're trying
Memphis,
to get this kid to vote for him in about 7 years when he can.
Now, what they're trying to do, they're trying to show that they are the groovy party of youth, you know, rather than the party of aging white people.
We remember Sam Francis called, wasn't it Sam Francis Key to call the Republican Party the stupid party?
Yeah, and they keep demonstrating the truth of Sam Francis's observation day after day. A day does not pass in the news cycle without another example of how stupid the Republican Party is. And how you know, and how stupid movement conservatives are.
Now, if people are listening to this program, and we are obviously paleo conservatives, but if people listen to the show and wonder why we rag on the Republicans and never the Democrats, I think it goes without saying that the Democratic Party is irreversibly
without hope.
Yeah, I mean, there's no sense in even complaining about them because they're so godforsaken. It's just not even worth our time. But the Republicans, at least at some point in recent history, pretended to be the party of white working folk, even though they betrayed us as fast as they could. They pretend now. They don't even pretend. And while they are letting themselves be unmasked, they are becoming increasingly ridiculous. I mean, now a 14-year-old kid is like their oracle, I guess. I don't know.
Well, they're always seeking somebody other than the people that actually go into the voting booth and pull the lever for them. And again, you know, another thing, the problem with the Republican Party basically is that our national candidates are chosen by blue state Republicans. That's who these neocons are. This is who the Rockefeller Republicans were. They're the people that get to choose our presidential candidates because we have top-loaded all of the primaries in blue states. But they can never deliver their state into the column of the Republicans when the final tally is taken. And, you know, see, it's absurd. We've got the tail wagging the dog in the Republican Party, and we get all of these horrible, horrendous Republican candidates. And it's been that way for time in memoriam. Red State America is the home of conservatism and the natural home of the Republican Party. They're called red states because they vote Republican in presidential elections. But we don't get to choose a Republican candidate. The Republican candidate is chosen by people in states that never vote Republican.
That's
it's
right.
It's that absurd. And here's another example of you know, that ignoring people that bring you to the dance and vote for you and have given you more presidencies since the mid-60s than the Democrats by far, and we're blithely ignored. We are ignored in our own party.
Well, Eddie and Keith, I want to shift gears here for a moment and talk about something slightly more uplifting, if only for sentimental reasons, and it's already March 14th, and I want to bring this
up. Frankie Valli or what?
No, we'll get to him in a minute. But that's always uplifting. If you ever need a pick-me-up, listen to anything by the Four Seasons. It'll put you in a good mood. And that's hard to do in this day and age.
You still got your poster, Jay?
Yeah, I got the poster. Come on,
all right,
man.
Fine.
All right. It's already March 14th, and we should have made mention of this on last week's show. But, Keith, I wanted to wait until this week because we did a show on Davy Crockett, and a good one at that. People want to go back into the archives. March 6th. Marks the anniversary of the fall of the Alamo back in 1836. As Chuck Baldwin writes, for more than 13 days, 186 brave and determined patriots withstood Santa Anna's seasoned army of over 4,000 troops. To a man, the defenders of that mission fort knew that they would never leave those ramparts alive. They had several opportunities to leave and live, yet they chose to fight and die. How foolish they must look to this generation of spoiled Americans. And I'm not going to read the whole article, but I do want to read one more paragraph. It is difficult for us to recall that stout-hearted men such as Davy Crockett, a nationally known frontiersman and former congressman, doing this, Will Travis, only 23 years old with a little baby at home, and Jim Bowie, a wealthy landowner with properties on both sides of the Rio Grande, really existed. These were real men with real dreams and real desires. Real blood flowed through their veins. They loved their families and enjoyed life as much as any of us. But there was something different about them. They possessed a commitment to liberty that transcended personal safety and comfort. March 6, 1836, that's the anniversary of the Alamo. Keith, what happened to the country that used to produce men like that?
Well, what we have produced now as war heroes are John Kerry, John McCain, and John Kennedy. Idiots, okay? One guy, you know, let's just compare John McCain, for example, with Davy Crockett or with Jim Bowie or with William Travis. You know, McCain is supposedly a war hero because he managed to get himself shot down in a plane. And then he survived in a prison camp. Davy Crockett would have gotten killed fighting against the people trying to take him prisoner. That's a hero. Being captured and being imprisoned does not make you a hero. John Kerry got in trying to get a chest full of medals so he could run for political office later and basically faked injuries and things like this so that he could get Purple Hearts. What a grime. You know, what a hero. And then we had John Kennedy. John Kennedy was the only naval commander in World War II who was so inept that he managed to get a boat as fast and maneuverable as a PT boat rammed by a boat as slow and clumsy as a destroyer. He managed to get his boat sunk, but because he was the son of a senator, being court-martialed,
We're gonna attack John Kennedy when we come back, but we got to go to break. We'll be more on it right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Woo!
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
How many of you think outside the box? Most consumers don't think outside the box. It is what it is. LifeChange Tea goes against the flow. Against the flow of soda, against the flow of caffeine, against the flow of sugar, against the flow of unhealthy. LifeChange Tea comes out of the box to get you healthy. And if you don't take the tea out of the box, it can't help you. So what are you waiting for? Get out of the box. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea, the out-of-the-box approach.
You never know when an emergency will strike. Whether it's a hurricane, tornado, blizzard, or earthquake, everyone listening to me right now could find themselves without food and power with little or no advance warning. With over 14 years' experience, Ready Made Resources stands ready to assist you to be prepared. The Katadyn Vario Microfilter is a lightning-fast water filtering system that removes waterborne bacteria and cysts, and it also improves the taste of water. Ready Made Resources carries Mountain House Foods, the number one lightweight, compact, great-tasting food choice that you should have stored away as part of your emergency preparedness kit. There's free shipping on both of these items. For more information, go online at www.readymaderesources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809. Ready Made Resources is here to help you be prepared. And now, let's return to the political cesspool.
Got a good suggestion from one of our listeners during the commercial break. He said, how about doing an entire show dedicated to our heroes? I think that's a good idea. I think we might do that. But one of the greatest heroes our people have ever had is truly men like Davy Crockett and their story. That's what our people are all about in our best. He embodied everything that was best about us, I guess I'm trying to say. And I know, Keith, you respect him a lot. Eddie, you do too. Keith, I wanted to allow you to finish your thought before I ask Eddie his opinion on the whole ordeal. But I tell you what, could you imagine a U.S. congressman standing up on a table and telling his colleagues to go to hell? He's going to Texas. That was Davy Crockett.
Yeah, Davy Crockett was the real McCoy, and that's the type of person we used to have. There was no pretense, no baloney to him. He was a man of his word. I know the article you're reading from, and let me just chime in with a couple of things. It said, March the 6th marks the anniversary of the fall of the Alamo back in 1836. Of course, we're all supposed to be embarrassed about that now because white people beat up on these poor little Hispanic folks. For more than 13 days, 186 brave and determined patriots withstood Santa Anna's seasoned army of over 4,000 troops. To a man, the defenders of that mission fort knew they would never leave those ramparts alive. They had several opportunities to leave and live, yet they chose to fight and die. How foolish they must look to this generation of spoiled Americans. And then it says, liberty is not an easy word to say, but it is a hard word to live up to. Freedom has little to do with financial gain or personal pleasure. Accompanying freedom is her constant and unattractive companion responsibility. Neither is she an only child. Patriotism and morality are her sisters. They are inseparable. Destroy one and all will die. Okay? And, you know, the type of people that we're trying to portray as heroes, like the pathetic, horrible, traitorous, treasonous Kennedy family, for example. John Kennedy, womanizer, liar, a person who basically should have been court-martialed for ramming a PT boat into a destroyer. Because he was a senator's son, he managed to get a medal for something that any other sailor would have been court-martialed for. He had a brother who was killed trying to get a chest full of medals, a la John Kerry, his brother Joseph, who was the one they thought would be president of the United States someday. He wound up being killed when he tried to get on what he thought was the easiest secret mission he could get on, and he got killed by accident when some bomber, Allied bomber overhead was dumping its bombs and dumped it on the plane he was in. See, this is, you know, these type of people are portrayed, that they're presented to us as heroes when we forget, you know, our politically correct society now wants us to forget people like Davy Crockett, Jim Bowie, William Travis.
Well, it's not just that they want us to forget them, Keith, and of course, this goes for all of the great Confederates. Lee, Forrest, Jackson, you name it, President Davis. I mean, they not only want us to forget them, they want us to hate them and to believe that not only they were racists and bigots, but in fact traitors. All of them, the whole lot of them.
Well, let's take a look at Crockett and Bowie and people like that. They had a sense of racial solidarity. They thought that Texas would be better off being an American white nation or part of that than being part of Mexico. And guess what? They were right. Otherwise, why are all of these Mexicans coming across the border to get to Texas? You don't find Texans crossing the border to get to Mexico.
Yeah, it's not reciprocal,
Amen.
Is it?
Amen.
Yeah, you know, it's a, well, they say the proof of the pudding's in the eating. And the vision of Davy Crockett and Bowie and Travis was obviously correct.
Eddie, could you imagine having a congressman like Davy Crockett sitting in Washington, D.C. today?
You know what? I can't. My mind will just not stretch that wide anymore. You know, it certainly won't. When's the last time we had a congressman with that kind of fire in his belly? I guess maybe, I can't. I couldn't think of one.
That'd be the war between the states. I mean, you know, you hear Governor Isham Harris of Tennessee during the war between the states. He actually engaged at Shiloh. Yeah, the governor of the state fighting in a battle.
Sure. I mean,
you know, so that, you know, that was obviously years after, a couple of decades after the Alamo. But, you know, so you used to have men like that. Of course, the great stories of Forrest and Lee. I mean, Lee gave up everything to fight for the Confederacy. He had it all. And
you know,
so did Forrest. Forrest was a millionaire and enlisted
sure
as a private. And so you had men like that. But,
sellouts too, like the LQC Lamar, who was featured in John F. Kennedy's fraudulently written book called Profiles in Courage. I think James Schlesinger wrote it for him, but never got credit. He was one of the so-called profiles in courage because, being the toady that he was, Lamar gave a oration praising the despicable Charles Sumner of Massachusetts.
Keith, you know what time it is again? I don't need to tell you now. It's break time. We're gonna cut it off and we'll bring it back. We'll put it back together in a minute.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, welcome back to the Political Cesspool radio program. Don't forget to sign up for our email newsletter at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Since we are talking about the Alamo and the need to remember such great heroes on this, the anniversary of that fateful battle, let's go to George in Texas. George, you're on the line.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Well, one thing you can say, one thing, just listen to you guys for the last couple of hours. Republican Party don't walk on water. They walk on a cesspool, just like Obama.
And that's why we're in the cesspool. We got to deal with these people.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, we got to get hands-on with them. That's why we're in the political cesspool every week. Hence, you know, the name of the show.
Well,
you're absolutely
right. I'm pressuring my legislature. Are you going to put a state sovereignty amendment in or law reverting on Texas sovereignty as a republic as well as a state in the union? Is that we're going to have to tackle this issue with our U.S. senators. I don't really believe the 17th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was really ratified, and I would like to see the states address this issue because you got too many, like John Cornyn, K. Billy Hutchins, they haven't worked for Texas for years. They don't work for the people of Texas. They work for corporate interests.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I really think the state should start recalling these senators and saying, who you been swapping spit with? Who are you taking money from?
Perfect example of why you need to have term limits. That's why term limits are necessary. Because these people get entrenched and people just vote for them because they recognize the name, and most people just don't take the time, effort, or have the energy necessary to really go over the ballot and figure out what people really stand for and what they've really done or not done for them. And, you know, as long as they're an incumbent, they recognize the name and pull the lever for them.
Well, thank you very much for the call, George. Let's go now to Peter Stanton, Peter Scoop Stanton in Virginia. Of course, regular listeners to the cesspool will remember Pete Stanton. He is a regular contributor and correspondent to this program, and he made some headlines for us back during the election season last fall, crashing several Obama rallies and even a couple of McCain and Palin rallies, decked out with his political cesspool poster board. And in fact, I believe a few of the media outlets picked up on that and said, yeah, look, this is proof that John McCain is, in fact, a racist. There was a guy at one of his rallies with a cesspool sign. hey, we're famous. Pete, what's the word tonight?
Same old, same old. I was listening, and I forget who said, what happened to the descendants of the men who defend the Alamo? Well, I'll tell you, the descendants of the men from the Alamo are now defending the airways of WLRM radio.
All right, son.
Hey, it took me a minute to figure out what you meant by that. Hey, I figured out you meant us.
Right. Pete, when are you coming to Memphis, son?
I don't know, but I'd like to thank James for having me on. As you know, the cesspool family has things in around the Mid-South area for political purposes or just a meet and a greet. And
Eddie tends to get kicked out of those.
Yeah.
Maybe you change my name to Eddie Kicked Out Miller.
Right. Well, that's why he goes to those AA meetings. He's trying to get that work
right.
out.
Right. Well, anyways, one of my hobbies is going to hockey games. I follow the team down here in Norfolk, and I also follow a team up in Richmond. Reason I'm calling is that I'm thinking it's a great way to meet successful fans from other cities. Is if I go to a game, I'll announce on the radio show, hey, I'm going up to the hockey game. You know, come on up and meet and greet and shoot the breeze and root for one team and boo for another team. And tomorrow in Richmond, the Richmond Renegades, they're in real financial difficulty. The financial backer is pulling stakes, and if they don't fill the arena in the next couple of games, they're going to go bankrupt. So tomorrow, I'm going to be at the Richmond Coliseum rooting for the Richmond Renegades. I'll be in section 18L or 18 Lima, row 8 or row B, seats 9 and 10. Mrs. Stanton will be there, so if you come up, you can ogle her. But I urge all cesspool listeners to go to hockey games because, as a hockey fan, I am able to meet players, and they're not like the typical players that you see on TV or here in the media. They're getting arrested time and time again. They got 9 kids from 10 different mamas. they don't pay their taxes, or they charge $1,000 for an autograph on a piece of sport.
They're not even dog fighting.
Yeah, they're not fighting dogs.
Stealing cell phones.
Yeah, they're not taking fishing trips in the middle of the night and can't pilot a boat. But, I mean, these are decent people. And, unfortunately, it's been a rough week because not only did Ted Kennedy become a knight from Prime Minister Gordon Brown.
I read that.
But my favorite player of all time, Jay Rosehill, was traded from the Norfolk Admirals to Toronto.
I don't know what's worse.
I don't know. It's like, but for Mr. Rosehill getting traded to another team out here, it's like us trading the Bombardier.
Well, I don't know how many people that listen to the cesspool follow minor league hockey, but for all of our fans in Richmond, and we know there's got to be at least 2 of you, go to the game tomorrow night and meet Peter Scoop Stanton. That would be worth the price of admission right. in and of itself.
Right. It sure would.
Yeah, I'll be wearing my blue Norfolk Admirals jersey since I'll be flying the home colors. And it has my name on the back, so I know it's mine. And the number is 17, which was the hull number of my last ship when I was in the U.S. Navy. Because I couldn't think of a number other than 69, and, that's kind of inappropriate. So I said, what's another number?
That's the family program.
Right. So what's another number? Well, my last boat was 17, so I'll put that on my shirt.
Well,
the shirt was a gift to my wife, but it's too big for her, and so she gave it back to me. So,
well,
I get
Yeah, I got you brought up something, Pete, so I gotta ask Keith his opinion on it. Did you read about that, Keith? I'm grateful for Pete for bringing it up, because I saw that and my eyes just rolled into the back of my head like an alligator. Sir Teddy Kennedy. He got Teddy knighted, Kennedy, like Sir Anthony family. Hopkins and Sir Seal.
Look, the Kennedy family is right up there with the Bush family. I think they have done even more than the Bush family to destroy traditional America. And Ted Kennedy is the worst of the bunch. He sponsored the pernicious 1965 Immigration Act that gave preference to people from the third world over people from the first world in the lottery to come to America. And as a result, all of the immigration problems we've been talking about throughout the program tonight have their genesis with Ted Kennedy's Immigration Act of 1965. He has probably done more than any single individual to destroy America and to undermine our status as a first world nation. The fact that somebody like that could get an honor is just, you know, it tells you how terribly wrong-headed Western civilization has become. You know, quite frankly, Ted Kennedy ought to be vilified. People ought to throw rotten fruit at him. People should, he's just, and the whole Kennedy clan is the same way. There, you know, somebody said that behind every great fortune there lies a great crime. That may be a bit cynical, but it certainly applies to the Kennedy clan.
Well, nevertheless,
their father was a bootlegger.
He might have been a bootlegger
and a bootlegger.
Teddy Kennedy's a knight now.
Well, you know, he served the New World
Order. He's a nightmare, I'll tell you that. He's been a nightmare for a long time.
Well, the New World Order comes out of it, really comes out of England. You know, they've the Bank of England over there, and the British royalty, I've been told, still runs the whole show, you know, controls the United States Federal Reserve.
All this does is confirm to me that we did the right thing when we fought for independence from England.
Well, if we can just get some tickets to some hockey games, we'll get it worked out.
Yeah,
Pete's got the recipe right there.
Valley tickets. If we can get, if you can manage Peter to get Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons to perform at halftime, that will save the team.
Hey, on ice, hey, have them perform on the ice skate.
Frank's like $250K for a show, so if you can't afford a Frankie Valli ticket, go to a minor league hockey. Oh. And there is minor league hockey in Memphis at the DeSoto Civic Center, the Memphis River, or now they're the Mississippi River Kings. But I was going to get to JG in California. This is a caller that's been waiting about 2.5 hours to get on the show. I apologize. It looks like we get him on. Well, he's gone now.
Oh,
I was
going
to get to him, and now he's gone. He's gone. But let's go. Pete, sit tight. Let's go to
get JG to call back.
Okay, if JG's listening,
all is
call
forgiven,
back.
Jay.
We got about 10 minutes, but let's go to I don't know. Pete, since you're the guest of honor right now, I'll let you decide. Do you want to go to Maine, South Carolina, or Houston?
Let's go to Maine because that's Ted Kennedy's backyard.
Let's see what Roger in Maine has to say. Roger, you're on the line. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good.
Hey, God bless Robert E. Lee.
Well, it's a Robert E. Lee fan in Maine.
You're goddamn right. We love Robert E. Lee.
Well, thanks for the call.
We know what happened.
Well, more copperheads out there than I imagined.
You know, I heard a wonderful compliment for the state of Maine the other day. Went to church with my grandson, and that's about the only place I can go with him now. I have to make an appointment to see him. There was a fellow there in church, and he was telling us about how prejudiced the people were in Maine. He said, you know, they're worse than the you people down here in the South. He said, they're real segregationist, and they don't like a lot of minorities coming into their state. They kept saying they're worse than you people in the South. But I thought that was a great compliment for the folks in Maine. You know, so maybe you'd like to know that. I don't know what he was doing up there because the guy was originally
Well, the thing about Maine is they have to live down the terrible embarrassment of having the Bush family come from Kenny Bunkport. You know, if it weren't for that, it's a great place. I've read it. I've looked up the demographics. Quite frankly, Maine may be one of the places we all will have to rush to if things get any worse here in Tennessee, for example, or in Memphis.
Oh, we know we got one. We know we got one friend up there. Is Pete Stanton still there? Pete? Pete's been assassinated, everyone.
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, there he is. Okay, I thought somebody done got you. All right, Pete, do you feel like South Carolina or Houston?
Let's go to South Carolina.
I love South Carolina. Can't get to Charleston enough. David in South Carolina, you're on the political cesspool.
Hey, you guys, how are you?
Doing good, my friend. And what can we do for you tonight?
Oh, man, this is great. Well, I hate it's your last show on RBN, but, hey, you
know,
nevertheless.
That's all right. We'll still be on the air next week. Just go to our website.
Okay, definitely. I was just going to get the learned opinions of several different guys with the, obviously, who've studied the subject probably as much as I have, not more. I don't know, you're 28, you might not have as much as I have.
I guarantee you Keith has, though, no matter what it is. What's on
yeah.
your mind?
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't know if you've read Civil War II, but the basic premise is that we will be divided into different sections at some point, and how do you think that's going to go? And I'm coming from this in a point of view of a guy who, at this point, I do live about 30 miles behind enemy lines, and I'm willing to go ahead and move if I got to, because I like the mountains a little better anyway, but what's your opinions on that, you think?
We talked about that today.
One? Yeah, go ahead and take it, Keith.
Okay. I think the important thing to keep in mind is the red state, blue state distinction that has been, or has become a hallmark of the American presidential races and, you know, over the past, you know, at least, you know, four contests. Red state America is the projection into the present time of the old Confederacy, the mindset, the values of the old Confederacy. Blue state America, on the other hand, is a projection into the present of the mindset of abolitionist, Unitarian, transcendentalist, congregationalist New England. Now, there's a fissure between those two areas that has existed since the end of the era of good feeling in the 1820s. Back with the nullification controversy and whatnot that we were talking about earlier with John C. Calhoun. The fact it still exists today in 2009 tells me that it's a permanent feature of America and it's not going away. We just don't gee-haw with each other. We have different values and different outlooks. Red state America is basically the South, the old Confederacy, and the West. It's Southern and Southern-minded people. If you notice, the West was settled by Southerners. That's why when you watched the old movies and TV shows, all the cowboys spoke with Southern accents.
Yes.
Now, what we need to do is, you know, we've been dominated by the blue states and we have been denied the right of self-determination by the blue states ever since the 1820s. And as they flood us with third world immigrants through Ted Kennedy's Immigration Act of 65 and other devices, the only way that we are ever going to have self-determination, in other words, a government that reflects our values, is for red state America and blue state America to separate and become two nations. And that's the way I think it will eventually work out. I think that there's already talk of, you know, the Southwest becoming some type of Hispanic separatist nation. And if that happens, we need to seize the day and move to have red state America or some portion of it become a separate nation so we can actually govern ourselves for a change. No, it's tyrannical for us to govern blue state America because they don't think like us. On the other hand, it's equally tyrannical for blue state America to rule us. What do you think of that?
Well, I tell you what, that's right on the money, and unfortunately, this stupid cell phone of mine is about to die on me. But okay, but hey, great, and I look forward to listening to you guys. I'm gonna check your website, get your new network.
You got it. Thanks for the call, David, and we'll see you next week, I hope.
And we got a guy from Houston we got to get on.
Yeah, well, let's try to do that very quickly. I know we're about to run into this next break. Dane in Houston, thanks for being patient.
Yes, sir, good show. God bless Robert E. Lee.
Hey, 1 second. We'll, sit tight, Dave. We're out of time. We'll be right back.
Yep.
We'll be right back to close up the show.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
If you can handle the truth, pick up a copy of Plain Truth by John Tate, a concise critique of contemporary American government for its refusal to acknowledge our true origins as a Western Christian nation. Plain Truth will inform and inspire readers who are eager to partake in the long and difficult process necessary to restore the American Republic. As citizens of this great republic, we can perform no more important task than realizing our duty to preserve our unique culture, heritage, and people, despite a formidable foe within our own nation. Read Plain Truth and you'll discover the importance of identifying the cause, exploring the consequences, and discovering solutions to our unfortunate situation. The debate must shift toward a focus upon culture, history, and nationalism. Plain Truth by John Tate proves that racial diversity and Republican government are incompatible with one another. Plain Truth by John Tate is available through Amazon, Target, Borders, and Barnes & Noble bookstores.
Did you boogie with your baby in the back row?
And now, let's return to the political cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
Guys, this time just goes by too quickly. 3 hours isn't enough to contain us around here in the political cesspool. But I want to thank all of the callers who got in tonight, and I want to thank all of the callers who tried to get in, particularly Dane in Houston. I apologize, my friend. I just didn't know we were this close to the end of the program tonight. I'm glad, and I didn't know we were that close to the end of that segment a couple of minutes ago. You got on long enough to to reference the name of Robert E. Lee. And well, that's enough, though. But, no, we would love for you to call back next week on our show next Saturday night. But just out of time this evening. And my apologies to JG in California as well. He called back in to say he was just going to listen, that we made him lose all hope. So
let me say this.
We can do that, though, to people.
Let me add this because I want to make sure this comes across. I think that the separation into red state and blue state America can be accomplished without any resort to arms or anything else. You know, Scotland was allowed to leave Great Britain in the past 10 years, and if that makes me hopeful that we could have a separate red state America possibly.
Well, hope springs eternal.
Well, without resorting to bloodshed.
Well, that would be preferable, but we'll see how it all plays out. But I got to thank everybody on the line right now, of which there are plenty. Of course, Keith Alexander, thanks for coming in and hosting tonight, guest hosting with us. Eddie, thanks for being in as well. And Pete, I hope your hockey team wins tomorrow, brother. Pete's been assassinated again. Are you there, Pete?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck at the game tomorrow.
All right, and hey, tickets are only between $5 and $10, so you can't go wrong.
Oh my God, you couldn't even park at an NBA game for that.
Yeah.
Hey, well, good luck. I hope you don't get killed for mentioning what seat you're going to be sitting in. You might want to take that bulletproof vest.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, but if not, listen.
Might be sitting next to Heidi Byron.
Yeah, she'll be there. She's going to fly in and take a seat. Hey, Pete, we got to have you back on for more frequent updates in future shows. But most importantly, we got to get you back on that karaoke stage.
Yeah. And I can't find those stupid pictures from I came down to Memphis. Not only did I lose the pictures of us as a cesspool, but I can't find the pictures of Ray Manzarek and Robbie Krieger of the Doors.
You know, I don't know which is more valuable.
Yeah, I know.
But by God, one thing we will do is mention the bands we like before any given show's out. That's for sure.
But, but James says, "Long live Frankie Valli." Right?
Yeah, that's how he closes every night. But anyway,
dare you mention some other band?
Yeah, what are you doing? This show, Pete. But listen, we're out of time. 15 seconds. On behalf of the entire production crew and hosting staff, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, Winston Smith, Bill Rowland, and of course Keith Alexander and Pete Stanton. I'm your host, James Edwards. We'll see you next week for the next live edition of the Political Cesspool. For more information, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. Remember to live life the way we do, without retreat, surrender, or apology. God bless you, everybody. Good night.
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to help keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With recent international flights.